have the distinct pleasure and privilege of talking with Lewis Rogers, CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors out of Glen Allen or the Richmond area of Virginia. Lewis, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Lewis, tell us what Capital Square Advisors does.
Capital Square is a sponsor of real estate programs. We find large properties, we put them into a structure called a Delaware Statutory Trust, and make them available for 1031 exchange investors who are aiming to defer the federal and state income taxes on the sale of investment or business property.
Now, this sounds like a niche market here. Is that market big enough for all of the DST and 1031 exchange people that are in ADESA?
It is about $1 billion of equity. About $2-3 billion of real estate is in the DST space.
And so this real estate is industrial, commercial, office space, apartment buildings. What kind of real estate is it?
It's all different kinds. It's multifamily apartments, and then it's typically net leased retail, office buildings, shopping centers, medical office, things that have a triple net lease on them.
And so when people are looking for a 1031 exchange, the kinds of projects that you have could qualify for those. And you do those projects on a triple net lease basis, correct?
That is correct. There's a fork in the road. Multifamily has a master lease to qualify. All the other properties are net leased. The DST structure has been approved by the IRS. Capital Square and all the other sponsors who are here follow the protocol specifically, and we all provide a tax opinion from a national law firm. So each investor knows they should qualify for 1031.
And so in the 1031 marketplace, what are the trends that you're seeing currently occurring here, Lewis?
Two different trends on the opposite end of the spectrum. One is an all-cash investment, and the other is a high-leverage investment for different purposes.
And so tell us about the all cash. People actually want to do 1031 exchanges with all cash?
They do. They don't want no stinking debt in their terminology. They paid off their debts. In doing an exchange, you have to offset your debt with equal or greater debt. But these investors, and largely in the West Coast and in the Northeast, don't have debt on their property, so they don't need replacement property debt.
And you do these across the country or primarily on the East Coast? What are the geographical locations?
No geographic limitations across the country. It's really a function of where you can make a good buy. We purchased two good buys in California. We have a third one in the acquisition pipeline and 39 properties elsewhere.
And so this is a trend of all cash 1031 exchanges. This has not typically been done in the past. This is something somewhat new?
Correct. It's brand new. It's anathema to real estate. Real estate is built on leverage, positive leverage, an interest rate that's lower than the cap rate that the tenant pays on their rent. Brand new concept. Investors who've paid their debts don't want the risk of having to pay back a mortgage.
And so these are becoming popular, I presume, with people that have large equities built up and they just don't want to take on greater debt. That's the group we're talking about?
Yes, we're talking about high net worth, accredited investors who don't want the risk of debt. They also are not looking for the highest return. They've made their money. They want to preserve their capital.
And that's why you're doing triple net lease, I presume?
Correct.
So what's the second one again?
The second one is high loan to value. And most of those investors sold a property with high leverage. Under Section 1031, you reinvest your equity, but you also have to offset your debt with equal or greater debt on the replacement property. So an investor who had, say, 60% loan to value but lost half their money has 80% loan to value effectively. They need high loan to value. If they can't find it, they're going to pay tax. And so the sponsors, people at this meeting, are creating higher loan to value for those investors. And it's not because the sponsors want to create 68-70% LTV. It's because that's what 1031 requires to create tax deferral.
Okay, well, best of luck to you and Capital Square Advisors and moving forward with these new trends and the like. Now tell us, Lewis, real estate is very interesting. Sensitive. And we all know that interest rates are going to be rising sometime in the future. Don't know how soon, how far, how fast. But 5 or 10 years from now, they have to be higher to some degree, at least, than they are today. How do you see that impacting the real estate marketplace going forward?
It's impacting it today. It's making it harder to structure deals that work. Investors are looking for a certain cash flow, a certain return. When the interest rate goes up, the cash flow goes down. Eventually, the sellers get religion and they lower their prices, but there's a little bit of a standoff. So right now, it's much harder to structure deals. On the other hand, we have the agencies. We have Fannie, Freddie, and HUD, and their financing is still very good, much lower. And so for the short term, at least, for the next 6 months or so, you'll see more multifamily, where the Fannie is the predominant lender, where Fannie will provide a loan at 4.25%, 4.5% interest rate on a 10-year fixed rate loan. The CMBS lenders, the Wall Street lenders that most sponsors use for non-multifamily, would be 5.25%, 5.5%, 5.60%. Those deals are not working very well. So look for more multifamily with Fannie Mae financing.
Lewis, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Before we sign off, any final words for our listeners here?
Don't pay the tax. 1031 defers, and very nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much. Again, we've been talking with Lewis Rogers of Capital, CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors out of Richmond, Virginia, and you've been listening to Strategic Investor Radio here on OCTalkRadio.net, and we'll be right back.